What do you think happens when people walk through the door?
It's the only thing in the universe I don't know.
I don't know either. The wave returns to the ocean. What the ocean does with the water after that is anyone's guess. But as a very wise not-robot once told me, true joy is in the mystery.
Do you mind if I stay here until you're gone?
Only if you say that thing I taught you.
I hate to see you walk through the final door at the edge of existence, but I love to watch you leave.
There we go.
November 3rd, 2024. Hello, friends.
Hi.
For those of you that are familiar with The Good Place, you may have noticed we skipped a bunch of episodes in our little opening bit there.
Most of them, probably, yeah.
Yeah, for a reason. It is a little sad to tell you, but this is going to be your last TWIP.
Yeah, it's kind of, we've overstayed our TWIP welcome, I think.
Okay, listen. I just want to say to our listener that you may have noticed for a while now, we would have occasional news, but for most of these episodes, I would have nothing to talk about really, except for international statistics or ranking numbers, which I loved. However, the service that provided those was bought by Spotify, and they decided to shut it down.
Because that's what companies do. They take things you like and then ruin them.
It's the enshittification of everything.
Yes.
But also, like, we pulled our shows off of Spotify a couple years ago because of their continued support of Joe Rogan, who's transphobic and an anti-vaxxer and bad news. And they're terrible for music artists, by the way. They pay them so little. Like a million streams, you get $5 or whatever it is. It's horrible.
Right. And remember, the artists aren't getting rich, but the companies that own their music sure are.
Yeah. Anyway, Spotify continued to ruin things. And so without that, I was suddenly like, there's literally nothing to tell you in most of the episodes that we do. Like, our shows are still continuing on, and they will still be continuing on, but they're just going through production, and there's not really updates to tell you. So,
and really, like, you know, we used to produce a whole lot more shows. We don't produce as many as we used to.
Sure,
and
but we're still got several that are going.
Yes, but I mean,
and we intend for them to keep going.
And then, you
done.
Know, this was This Week in Pendant, and then it became monthly.
Right, but we left the name because that was funny.
It is funny.
but, I mean, now it would have to become, like, This Year in Pendant, or This Every 6 Months. Is there a word for 6 months? I don't know. The point is, there's not that much news to tell you anymore. Okay, so I thought maybe once in a while we might drop another TWIP out there when we have, like, big news or something to talk about, but I'm not sure if we'll be able to. Our time is really pressed at the moment. It's been really hard for me to even get these episodes mixed and put up. So I don't want to for sure commit to that. But it might be a thing we do, maybe, once in a while. If we have something substantial to actually talk about. Other than, hey, our shows are great and they're still going.
We reserve the right to make future statements about shows on this show feed.
Yeah, maybe it'll be little mini snippets, twippets.
Twippets?
They could be twippets.
I don't know.
Maybe. We don't know. All we know is that there's not much to talk about on a monthly basis, even with shows going, and our time is more gone than ever. So
yeah, we're working on a lot of other stuff.
We're so busy.
And, you know, that we have a lot of writing stuff going on.
So much.
So we kind of have to focus on those things.
If you want to keep up with our writing stuff, we just started a newsletter. If that's a thing you're into, you could go to birdguestbroadcast.com. If you are worried about missing your Tilly and Susan fix, listeners.
Yeah, we're going to put stuff in there about writing and probably our cat and some other things.
There's a whole section just for our Dirtbag Henry, yes.
So that you have updates.
But also, if you enjoy listening to us talking together, of course, we both are on Tilly's Trans Tuesdays, which is still coming out weekly. So you can listen to us both there.
That's true. And the newsletter will have complete sentences. So we won't be bumbling around over here.
Complete. You are promising more than we can maybe deliver.
I am selling it.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
We're so tired. The newsletter comes out every other week too, so you won't get bombarded.
Yeah. It's not going to be like
one per 2 weeks.
Too much.
Right, and they're not super super long. You can read them in like 5 minutes. So, you know, it's just a little update if you wonder what we're up to.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, pendant shows, pendant Shakespeare, Genesis Avalon, Kingery.
Those are all still doing their thing.
Tilly's Trans Tuesdays, Writer's Block, they're all still going on. This doesn't mean anything's happening to them. They're still going. But, you know, when we, again, if we have big news, a new show coming or some other show coming back or whatever, maybe we'll drop a twippet out and let you know. But
yeah, and if some things, you know, we update the release schedule, like, so if something gets moved or changed, you know, that gets updated. It's all fine. You're not going to miss anything. You're not going to be like, what happened to my show? No.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. It's all right. It's all fine.
It's all fine. But I have heard that our interviewer for a very, very long time, Mr. Jordan Gottlieb, had a few words that he wanted to share on this final episode.
Oh, that's so nice.
Hey, everyone. Just wanted to take a moment to thank Tilly and Susan for letting a pendant fan into the fold. 12 years ago, when Tilly asked me about doing the interviews, my head exploded. And when it recongealed, I was giddy at the idea. See, I'd been listening to pendant stuff for a few years already, and I really loved what was being created. So to get to do the interviews was a thrill. Mind you, I had no idea what I was doing. Over the years, I've gotten to interview a whole slew of pendulums, and everyone has been super gracious with their time. So I wanted to thank each and every one of you that was kind enough to sit in the hot seat and chat with me about what you do in pendant and give people an opportunity to get to know you. Some of you more than once, and a couple of you more than a couple of times. I've had an absolute blast doing this, and I hope that in the future, some ideas that I have will be able to come to fruition. We did a roundtable a while back, and I'd like to do more of them when the timing is right and we figure out how to get it out there. I'm still previewing the shows, and I'm still on Discord. And I'm looking forward to hearing more of all of you. And we'll see what the future holds. So, one more time, let's kick this back to Tilly and Susan. Bye-bye.
It's over.
It's over.
It's over.
Just the interview is over.
I just want to thank Jordan for all of the years that he's been doing these interviews.
I'm glad you get a break now, Jordan.
Yeah, right?
Holy cow.
And those have been one of the coolest things about this show is letting the people that work on our shows get to talk about their work and, you know, what they think about it and what they put into it. And so that was always really important to us. And they wouldn't have existed without him because we didn't have the time to keep doing them myself. I had to stop doing them long, long before Jordan even came on. So those wouldn't have been there without him. So
thank you so much, Jordan.
Yes, we appreciate it so, so much.
You did so much for us.
Yeah, he's the best. Just to honor Jordan, you know, as part of his bullet questions, what's your favorite Muppet?
What's my favorite Muppet?
Yeah.
I probably answered this before.
Oh, yeah. But it changes sometimes.
That's true.
Who's your favorite Muppet right now?
I think Beaker.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You relate with the anxiety?
I relate with Beaker's anxiety and trying to do the right thing and feeling like you're never doing the right thing.
Okay.
That hits hard.
That's sad.
I know.
My favorite is still Big Mean Carl. Big Mean Carl is very obscure, but will always be my favorite, I think. So, if you don't know Big Mean Carl.
Is Big Mean Carl actually mean? I don't think Big Mean Carl
Well, he eats some of the other Muppets sometimes.
Well, but they probably had it coming.
So, it's justified.
Maybe.
Big justified Carl. Anyway, if you don't know him, go look him up. What's your favorite pizza topping?
What's my favorite pizza topping?
Yes.
Yeah, It has to be, can I pick more than one?
You can do whatever you want.
Oh, yeah. It's my show, too. Hey. Pineapple and pepperoni.
They're so good together.
Really, you got, are. You need that extra salt. That's why the ham doesn't work, or the Canadian bacon as well. You need that extra salt hit.
I see.
To really punch it.
I agree. I love pineapple and pepperoni together very well. But if I had to pick only one, I'd have to go pepperoni.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
La la la, the show is almost done. Yay!
So, that's all we got for you.
Yeah. Cool. We did it.
I know this kind of came out of the blue. It snuck up on us out of the blue, too. It
honestly, was, yes.
You know, again, with Spotify canceling the thing, it made us realize that perhaps it was time because we didn't have a lot to share to our listener out there. And again, this show, for the amount of work that all of us put in, especially Jordan, the listenership has always been the lowest among all Penton shows, as it should be, because the scripted stuff that we do in the other non-scripted shows are much more important than this one. But
this is like a bespoke show. It's for a very select number of people.
Yeah, we made it just for you, listener. So I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening all of these years. Or even if you just found us, there's a whole ton of back episodes. Check those out. Listen to those great interviews.
Heck yeah!
And, you know, maybe there'll be some Twippets in the future if the mood and strikes us and our schedule is free enough to make it possible. And thank you for listening. Always, yeah. Always, thank you for listening.
Thank you, friends. Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, yeah, I always did the thanks at the end. I was waiting for you to say your name for our sign-off, and then but I already said the thanks. Do it anyway. We got one more. Come on.
Okay. This is Susan Bridges.
And Tilly Bridges. Thank you for listening. Okay, but we're not going anywhere. We still love you. Don't worry. Yeah, your shows are still coming out. Yeah!
I mean, we're still here. Doing stuff. Existing. Phew.
That's the end of the show.
Oh my gosh, you sung.
Nope, that thought went away.
Okay.
Wow.
The theme to TWIP is Mr. Exposition by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 at creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0. That is the end of the show.
At the end of the show.
The end of the show.
At 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 the end of the show.
Ta-da! That's the show. The show is done.
That's the show. The show is over now.
That's the end of the show.